Good morning. I'm with the mission team, and the mission team hopes you've been reading your, I call this white, flyers that have been in the bulletins lately, and there's another one in there this week about a festival sharing. And if you look down the aisle, here comes Paul on the pet. We want to thank the Anstets, Don and Kathy, for picking up this pet in Columbia and bringing it to us. This is part of the mission team's Festival of Sharing that we're trying to collect money for this year. We're also collecting student dental kits, paper product kits, and we have several of those back there that you can see, blankets, eyeglasses, and our main thing is this pet. We wanted you to see a pet because we think by seeing this pet and how it works, then you can understand why they call this the gift of mobility, because it's for people in countries that people have lost the use of their legs through landmines, disease, whatever. And right now, these pets are going to about 67 different countries in the world. And a lot of them are made right here in Missouri. So this is our main thing with the pet this year for Festival of Sharing. We understand that three couples have gone together to purchase three pets, and that another group has pledged another pet. And we were also told that they have challenged the congregation to come up with money for more pets. And we hope that you will accept this challenge. The church sent two pets, if you remember, to annual conference. And one of those pets was paid for by a couple in the church. The other one came out of rummage sale monies. And at annual conference, they raised $146,000, or a little over, for pets. And I think that's pretty good. And we're trying to send more pets this year to the Festival of Sharing. So if you would like to help do that, you can place a donation. There's a basket back in the pet. Or you can place a donation in the offering plate. Now, there's some envelopes back there if you want to put your donation in that have Festival of Sharing. Now, if you do write a check, make sure you put on it it's for the pet. Or if you want us to buy kits, either the paper kit or the dental kit, or to purchase a blanket, make sure you put that on the check so we know what it's for. But we would appreciate any support that you could give us on any of these projects. Now, all the kits, blankets, and so forth, and the money for pets, we'd like to have in by October the 12th, because on that Sunday, we are going to have a dedication of those items, because then the following weekend, on the 18th and 19th, is Festival of Sharing at the fairgrounds. And you have, I said, another sheet that's white that will tell you about that, too. So we do thank you, the mission team does, for all your support for Festival of Sharing. I have one additional thing. The Office of Creative Ministries has sent out a dire need for adult VIM teams in Texas and Louisiana because of the hurricanes that have just gone through there. So if there's interest enough, we may try to take a team the first week of November. The team would primarily be doing cleanup work at this particular time. But if you'd be interested, please, or if you want more information about that, please talk to Gary or myself. Thank you. Another Cheryl.
Good morning. I've been asked to just give you a brief description of how I feel about stewardship. And to just give you a brief history, we came to White Church, or First Church, in 2001. And in 2002, I was asked to help in the Lions Club, and I said yes. And then a nice lady came and asked if I would help with Kids Thing, Joanne Lewis. And I said, yes. And then someone came and asked if I would help with ushers. And I said, yes. And then I decided to give the ushers back. And then someone said, gosh, Cheryl, we really could use you to help with Sunday school. And gosh, I said, yes. And then someone came and said, you know, we really need someone to do ushers. So I said, okay. And I just want you to know that in the 7 years that we've been with First Church, that by doing these volunteer, giving of my time and whatever talent, I don't know that it's very much, but Anyway, it has really helped in my walk with Jesus. And so I say to you that if you can find the time, that you too would find your walk with Jesus a little closer. Anyway, it's truly helped me, and I just hope that you too will be blessed. And I also forgot to tell you that we're also part of the Camino experience. So anyway, I love this church, I love Jesus, and I love our pastor. So thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl and Cheryl. If the ushers will come forth, we'll take our tithes and offerings.